a scripture. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning, there are three things I want to talk to you about. And you can take your time and write those down. One is trust his promise. Two is trust his power. And then the last thing is trust his presence. So his promise, his power, and his presence. Amen? And so his promise, his power, and his presence. And how many of y'all know if you trust all of that, everything gonna be all right? Amen? Amen. So Joshua and the Israelites had just suffered a catastrophic event in their lives. Moses has died. And the weeping and mourning in the plains of Moab had gone on for about 30 days. And to the Israelites, their lives seemed dark and despair. Yet, they were suspended in this place and time, where on the one hand, they experienced darkness and despair, and at the same time, they were about to experience a mighty move of God, by God giving them what he had promised for over 40 years. The promised land. And I can imagine that some of us know this feeling, that when we lose a loved one or a leader, that we feel the pain, we feel the anxiety, and we feel the fear of not knowing what to do. And we experience the doubt of what's going to happen tomorrow. In fact, right here at Thanksgiving, right here in our present lives, we are experiencing anxiety and doubt. As we have witnessed an electoral process that has spoken and declared a victor, but the loser has declared himself the winner and has refused to recognize the victor and has refused to recognize or participate in the process of changing power. And he has refused to lead, and he is in essence literally dead. And is unable to lead as his country suffers catastrophic losses by death to COVID-19. And his defiant and deviant behavior has affected this country and many of us, and many of us are experiencing pain, anxiety, doubt, and fear. But at the same time, relief is on the way. Oh yeah, I wish I had somebody that understood. But at the same time of his deviant and defiant behavior, relief is on the way. And so in the Israelites' position, Moses is dead. And God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would give the promised land to their descendants. So God institutes his plan of succession by instituting Joshua as Moses' successor. So he fills Joshua with the spirit of wisdom to lead his people into the promised land. And after 30 days, God reminds Joshua that his servant Moses is dead. Arise, cross the Jordan with the people, and lead them to the land he has given them. He says, every place on which the sole of your footsteps, I have given it to you. And no man will be able to stand before you all the days in your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. And so after reminding Joshua of his promises, God encouraged Joshua in verses 6, 7, and 9 to be strong and courageous in leading his people into Canaan, the promised land. And every one of you under the sound of my voice this morning have been called to lead at one point or another in your life, whether it be on your job, in your family, on the street, or in your church. And if you have been called, you know that at times it is not easy. And my brothers and sisters, even if it is not easy, you know that it still must be done. Yeah, look at the person next to you and tell them it still must be done. And on this Sunday morning, and those watching us on live stream, Facebook, or by telephone, I have come here this morning to encourage you to be strong and courageous. And the first thing that you have to do, looking at verse 2, you have to trust his promise. Amen? It's verse 6, I mean. In verse 6, it says to trust his promise. In verse 6, it says, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. So in other words, God has promised the Israelites a great territory. And the territory was called the Promised Land. It was a land that they had not received yet, and it was still only a promise. They had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, holding on to this promise. In fact, most of the first generations of those who left Egypt had died, and those that remained had never experienced the oppression of Egypt, but they knew of the promise. And because God promised it, it was worth the journey and the wait. It was not yet in existence, but they still took the journey. It was the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen that helped them make the journey. Do I have a witness in here? And my brothers and my sisters, God has promised you and I as believers in Christ a great territory, hasn't he? God has a promised land for you and I and to those who believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and his glorious resurrection. And what did he promise? He promised eternal life and a new heaven and a new earth for the sons of God. So God has given us a promised land also, amen? And John says it like this in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 7. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And I don't know about you, but that is a promised land that all of us ought to be looking for, amen? But then he said, he sat on the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So in other words, my brothers and sisters, the promised land that God has promised to us is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. And so I wish I had about two or three of you this morning that can praise God for his promise of a new territory. And the good thing about it is you don't have to be perfect to get there. You can be encouraged, because regardless of what happens on the journey, if you are a believer in Christ, you will get to the promised land. And my brothers and sisters, there will be some ups and there will be some downs, but God has promised that you will get there. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Trust his promise. Be encouraged. Trust his power. Verse 5 says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Isn't that what it says? And so Joshua had been called to lead the people into the promised land. And God encourages Joshua by telling him that no one will be able to stand against him all the days of his life. So in other words, what God is telling Joshua is that, Joshua, you will be victorious because God's power will protect you. And my brothers and sisters, Joshua knows the outcome before he starts the journey of leading the Israelites into the promised land. And God reminds Joshua that God's power will protect him when he is leading God's people into the promised land. And so he reminds Joshua that he is not leading the people in his own power, but with the power of God. And with the power of God, he can do anything but fail. And so, my brothers and sisters, God is telling Joshua to trust in his, God's power, and everything will be all right. Amen. And I wish there were at least five of you out there in electronic land who believe that when God calls you for a journey or a purpose, that God will protect you. Do I have a witness in here? So 1 Peter 4 and 5 say he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fail. And this inheritance is kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded or protected by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. It doesn't matter how dark it may get. It does not matter how lonely you may get. It does not matter how sick you may get. It does not matter how weak you may get. In fact, it doesn't even matter how crazy this political process get. But God promised victory. He promised victory in the midst of your dilemmas. There's an old scripture, a song that says, I will glory in my weakness. I will boast in your light. For I have found in my weakness that you will be the strength of my life. Do I have a witness in here that want the Lord to be the strength of your life? And if he is the strength of your life, then you have to worship Christ for who he is. Because it says that your power is perfected in weakness. By your blood, you are the strength of my life. And I don't know about you, but I am encouraged to follow God when I know the outcome before the journey begins. And I don't know, but there are times when we as Christians, we get frustrated. And one of the things that we have to be reminded in the midst of our frustration is that back on Calvary, he took care of our past, our present, and our future. And if you believe that he took care of our past, our present, and our future, then why can't you be courageous and trust God for his power? Amen. Because it doesn't matter what they take from you, you still gonna be victorious, amen? It doesn't matter how crazy things get around you, you still gonna be victorious, amen? I don't care how much they talk about you, guess what? You still gonna be victorious. I don't care if they strip you down to nothing but one pair of shoes, one pair of pants, one shirt, and one hat, you still will be victorious. So be encouraged. Trust his power, his promise. Be encouraged, trust his power. And be encouraged, trust his presence. He says in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's a shouting verse right there. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that what it says? And the crazy thing is I don't care where you are, what you're going through, God is with you. So in verse 5, what God is promising Joshua, that he would never leave him nor forsake him. So in other words, Joshua can be encouraged because God would never leave him. You see, my brothers and sisters, when Joshua accepted the calling of God, he could rest assured that even though there may be times that he may leave God because of sin, but God would never leave him. And I don't know about you, but because you see, my brothers and sisters, God is a faithful God. And so it not only does he says that he would not leave him, but look at the scripture some more. He also promises Joshua that he would not forsake him. Leave and forsake are two different things. That word forsake means to abandon, desert, or leave alone in battle, or leave alone in a moment of suffering. In a common way that we put it in a common day vernacular, back when in the days when I was living in the street, we used to say it like this: "Bruh, I got your back." Huh? And then when I joined the army, or when I joined the army, you know, in the military, we had a code of unity. And that code of unity was not written anywhere, whether it be the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, or wherever. And that code of brotherhood was that we would leave no man behind. And so there are few things more reassuring to a soldier about to enter combat than that his brothers and sisters in arms would spare nothing in attempt to get him back. So it adheres to the policy that regardless of my injuries or death on the battlefield, that I would not be left behind and that I would not be forgotten. And my brothers and sisters, when you become a child of God, God operates with the same code. When you are battle, God won't desert you, and he will never leave you behind on the battlefield. When you are suffering, God won't abandon you. God is with you. When you are sick, God is with you. When you are hungry, God is with you. When it seems like all hell is breaking loose all around you, God is with you. Even in the midst of COVID-19 and you laying sick on your hospital bed, God is with you. And my brothers and sisters, the enemy comes to deceive. Don't let the enemy deceive you into believing that you are sick, hungry, and left alone by yourself, because God has promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And I don't know about you, but God has promised that he will be faithful to us even when we are unfaithful to him. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. God will never leave you nor forsake you. And my brothers and sisters, you may abandon God, but God will never abandon you. And I'm quite sure that there are times in some of our lives when the struggles seem too much to bear. And it gets so burdensome that you wonder if God is with you. I know some of you super spiritual folks, y'all, I don't never do that. You're the devil is a liar. And you wonder whether God is with you. And you cry out sometimes in the midnight hour. Or you cry out while you're driving in your car. Or you cry out in the midst of nowhere where you just don't even know where you are because the burden's got you burdened down so much. You just cry out to God and say, God, where are you? In the midst of all this chaos going on in my life. And my brothers and sisters, it's nothing wrong with that, because at least you have the humility to know or who to call on. You know, all you super spiritual folks talking about you weak in faith, baby. No, the devil is a liar. The bottom line is, with humility, you call out to the only one that can help you, because everything that you've tried has not worked. Everything you have tried has turned yourself, your life upside down. Everything you tried has made things worse. So you just holler out to God and say, God, where are you? Because I need you. And even in the midst of those moments, you have to be reminded that God is with you and he would never leave you or forsake you. I don't care how tough the battle. I don't care what the sickness or the struggle is. God is with you. And you can be encouraged because God is an ever-present God. Be encouraged because all you have to do is have the faith to wait until your change comes. Amen. All you have to do is wait until your change comes. It may not come when you want it to, but it's always on time. Yeah, y'all can shout about that right there. Huh? Say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Because God is always with you. And Isaiah 41 and 10 reminds us, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Remember, it didn't say you will strengthen yourself. He says, I will strengthen you. And then he says, I will help you. And then he says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So my brothers and sisters, there's encouragement in that, isn't it? And that is that whenever you are weak, God is the one who will strengthen you. God is the one who will help you. God is the one who will uphold you. And the bottom line is that your testimony to the world, whenever you've been knocked down and look like you've been knocked out, and all of a sudden they look up and you walk in the next morning, smile, and they go like, what in God's heaven has happened to you? And that glow on your face and that testimony in your spirit can say, God is the one who strengthened me. God is the one who helped me. And it is God who has upheld me with his righteous right hand. And so I'm about to close. You know, I've been watching TV lately a little bit here and there. And there was an ad that popped up that said, in troubling times, those with courage prevails. That's what's on written in the background of some of these ads, right? It says, in troubling times, those with courage prevail. And my brothers and sisters, in chapter 1, verses 9, God tells us, doesn't he, to be strong and courageous. Isn't that what he tells us? He tells us to be strong and courageous. And then he says, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For me, or for he, or for I, God, will be with you wherever you go. Isn't that what he says? And how many of y'all know that he is Emmanuel? God is with us. Amen? And because God is with us, we can be encouraged, because God is with us. Because in his words, he tells us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they what? They comfort me. And he tells us also in his word that you can be encouraged, because he says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then he tells us, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. And so I wish I had about two saints that truly know that God will take care of you. And I believe there's an old hymn that testifies to that, didn't it? His hymn says, be not dismayed, whate'er betide. It says, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart does fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. And I like this part. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one upon his breast, and God will take care of you. And I was riding here this morning, I heard an old song that reminded me that God is always taking care of me. And it said, this is another day that the Lord has kept me. Well, I wish I had a witness in here. Yeah, it was hellish yesterday, and it was hellish last night, but God is another day that the Lord has kept me. And I don't know about you, but we ought to praise him like David praised him in Psalm 145. He said, praise the God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him for the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Oh, I wish I had about two or three witnesses in here who could praise God for what he's done in his life. And all you have to do is to trust his promise, trust his power, and trust his presence. and my brothers and sisters on this Thanksgiving Sunday. That's all you have to do. And so this sermon was a reminder that God is with us in everything that we go through. Yeah, I know sometimes we don't know how it's going to end, but that's the key, isn't it? We have to admit that we don't know how it's going to end and give it over to Him and stand in the midst of it. I'm talking about actively standing, not just standing and doing nothing, but stand in the midst of it, moving in the midst of the cloud or the darkness on our lives and listening to God while we talk to Him and holding on to the faith that everything's going to be all right. And as long as we do that, as long as we can do that, then everything will be all right. So we can be grateful this morning for God's promise, His presence, and His power on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. Be grateful to God for who He is, because He has given us promises. He has given us power through Him, and His presence is with us everywhere we go.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.